Adina Young is the new candidate for the Green Party of Canada in the Skeena-Bulkley Valley riding. Young, also known by her Haida name Kunjadas, pronounced Kunjadus, previously ran for the Greens in the same riding in the 2021 federal election, finishing fourth. Due to health matters in her family, she could not commit to running at first. Catriona Wright took her place, running as a paper candidate until Young could commit. With the health matters addressed, I decided it would be beneficial to have a candidate who lives within the riding to continue building relationships in different areas of our governance structure, and with organizations and individuals, she said. While Young has priorities in her campaign, such as truth and reconciliation, affordable housing and a strong democracy, her platform revolves around the Haida credo of, everything depends on everything else. It refers to the interdependent and interactive relationship between people, animals and their natural environment, but it can also be applied to politics and how Young's campaign priorities are all connected to each other. That's one of the ways of life where we come from, Jin, Wadluan Gudal Quagaidang, expressed Young. A green government will support all Indigenous peoples' efforts to emerge from the positions of disadvantage in which Canada has placed them. The GPC is committed to reconciliation, nation-to-nation engagement and self-determination for Indigenous peoples. We live in culturally diverse communities and we must work towards consensus when making decisions. Regarding immigration, Young believes Canada still has work to do. Canada prides itself in multiculturalism in our society and in projecting a welcoming image towards immigrants and refugees. I believe we have more work to do to achieve an equitable and just multiculturalism. Unless you're an Indigenous person or your ancestors were brought to this land by forced slavery, the population is immigration or settler Canadian. It's our mission as Canadian Greens to move towards a more just, democratic and equitable approach to immigration, refugee and citizenship in Canada. Young values the autonomy to make decisions that the Green Party provides her. The Green Party does not force members to vote for party lines. This means that I am not forced to vote against my values. You can't just have a blanket policy and expect it to work just as good for one place as it does the next. She believes it is important to look for solutions from different lenses. When it comes to protecting the waters and fish from spills of natural resource extraction, she understands folks who are working within the resource extraction industry and need the jobs, but also understands the values of folks who rely on the land and waters for food sustainability. Something we deal with in this region is the limited health services that can be provided in remote and rural communities, as well as some of the effects of privatization of services. Young would like to foster conversations about the private sector versus the public sector in providing services. What does that look like, where are we at now, and what are some of the things that we in government can help our constituents receive the services that they need? She asked. What I really believe is the most important thing to me in a leadership role is being able to hold myself accountable. It relates to the healthcare problem. I've dealt with local politics for over 10 years and I'm very keen on using the community's voice to help make those changes happen, added Young. She has spoken in conferences as a school board trustee for School District 50 Haida Gwaii, an elected member of the Old Masset Village Council and as the director of Nisla Nai Healing Health Society Health Society. She also acted in the film, Edge of the Knife, Arskawe Kauna in Haida, the first feature-length film spoken only in the Haida language. Young has advocated to provincial ministers or other governing organizations for policies and guidelines that would benefit her community, such as successfully retaining professional development funding from Indigenous Services Canada. In her words, she has helped them be accountable to their government. In return, she asks them how they can help her be accountable to her people. Respect and reciprocity. When I'm asking for something, I give something in return and my offer is to be able to hold myself accountable through meaningful consultation, engagement, conversations and transparency. Young is up against Taylor Bockrock of the New Democratic Party of Canada, Ellis Ross of the Conservative Party of Canada, Inderpal Dhillon of the Liberal Party of Canada and Rod Taylor of the Christian Heritage Party of Canada. The 2025 federal election is on April 28.